Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Basement Blast time on a weekend. I love it. I love Basement Blasts. Not that I don't like the deep dives. I do, but I just get so involved in them and so wrapped up in them that, you know, it just takes a lot out of you. And it gets to the point where you're just tired of learning about that person, reading about that person, going through all your tips about that person. And in many cases, something like, you know, Britney Spears or even Wendy Williams, you know, you're trying to look through every tip from the last 15 years or something, right? So it's nice to do a basement blast where it's things that are just topical and fun. Not necessarily fun when you're talking about Barbara Streisand, but fun most of the time. And interesting and just something really kind of, you know, quick. You know, just instantaneous things rather than talking about things for an hour. And speaking of Barbara Streisand, worst quote of all time by a celebrity? It's bad. In case you don't know what the quote is, and I don't have it right in front of me, but essentially, she supported Michael Jackson, said that Michael Jackson had sexual needs and he needed to take care of those sexual needs however he needed to take care of them, and that she fully believes the victims, but hey, they were thrilled to be with him. And, you know, they got married and had kids, so it's not like they're dead. That is just the worst. I'm guessing she probably hasn't actually watched Leaving Neverland. Then today she tried to clarify, said, no, I'm 100% sympathetic with the victims. No, not that fast. You really weren't. It was, Diana Ross came out in support of Michael Jackson, but didn't do it in the sense that, I mean, just Michael Jackson had his sexual needs. You know, if his sexual needs involved raping little boys, then, you know, that was up to Michael. How do you not see anything wrong when you're just saying that? And just say, oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. No, wait, hold on. You know, rather than waiting for a day of people just going crazy on you. Should have been a whole lot sooner. A whole lot sooner. So it looks like Jordan Woods is, I don't know, trying to do it on her own. And I think that she's got a lot of followers. But remember, she's got a lot of these followers based on Kylie. And one of the things is, even if you have a lot of followers, it doesn't mean that you have influence. Now, does Kylie Jenner, is she an influencer? Yes. People will buy her stuff. Is, you know, Bad Barbie an influencer? Yes, people will buy her stuff. But just because you have a lot of followers, I'll give you an example. It's my friend, Holly Madison. She's got a bunch of Instagram followers. A bunch. But she's not an influencer. Just people are on there so they can like her in case maybe she'll post some sexy photo or something like that. And I don't know. I haven't even asked her if she considers herself an influencer. I'm just saying that she's not an influencer. People are not going to buy, not that she does. She doesn't sell the teas or anything like that. But even if she did, you can tell by looking at her pages and everything that she's not an influencer. And so Jordan, it's up in the air whether or not she will be able to influence anybody. And that's really the only way that she's going to make money other than, she says that she has hundreds of offers. And I'm assuming that most of the offers are going to be going to clubs and, you know, an appearance fee. And she may very well have hundreds of those. But are people going to a club just to see Jordan Woods? I don't know. It wouldn't do it for me. And then she's also going to Dubai. So I guess we know how she's making some more of her money. Hey, and if you got somebody who's willing to pay that and pay for you to go over there and all that, go for it. She did a very dramatic, she knew that people would be at Craig's. There's always paparazzi there. You don't even have to call any. They'll just automatically be there. When you show up, you get your photo taken, and you go from there. But how many times can she do that? Do people really care about Jordan Woods? I don't know. I guess I'll stick with them for a little bit. But there was some story that said that Tristan is trying to win Chloe back. Why? I don't believe it. But why? Why would you want her back? Just so you can cheat on her again? Why would she take him back? Just so you can be cheated on again? It would look horrendous if Chloe took him back. And he's already, he needs to be single and just hook up with as many people and whoever he wants. That's just, the way it is and the way it should be. And I just don't think that Chloe and Tristan belong together. But you never know. I mean, she did take Lamar back. Crazy. Did you see this People magazine article? It said, Jill Alwyn has zero interest in being a celebrity. Really? Then I would believe this if not for the fact that he is going to red carpets that he doesn't need to be at red carpets for. And you only do that if you want your picture taken. You only do that if you want to be a celebrity. You only walk down a red carpet with Nicholas Holt if you want people to pay attention to you. You only walk a red carpet with Taylor Swift. Not the Taylor Swift, because, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. But the Nicholas Holt thing where you walk down a red carpet just so people will, recognize you. He could have walked without anybody and just done his thing. That's why the whole zero interest in being a celebrity thing, I'm not really buying it. I think he 100% wants to be a celebrity. And once you start being an actor, it just kind of comes with the territory. I think there's people who act just because they want to act. But I think in this day and age, the vast majority of people who want to act professionally, want to be famous. They just do. And, most actors have a larger ego than normal to begin with. So I just don't buy that. And the fact that it comes from People magazine, I buy it even less. And the thing that, what I buy even less than that is this whole trying to Lady Gaga, Jeremy Renner thing. That is ridiculous. Stop, Lady Gaga PR people. Could you pick anybody even? It's like Priyanka and Nick Jonas. It's just ridiculous. Just let Lady Gaga find somebody on her own, somebody that she actually has a connection with. Can we just, the Jeremy Renner thing, really? Does the PR team not actually Google people before they throw out all these stories? And that Gaga and Jeremy, they're just spending so much time together. It's just amazing. And, oh, no. And Jeremy Renner's not a nice guy either. Just so you know. Speaking of not nice people, Keith Raniere, the cult leader of Nexium, he's not going to take a plea deal, no matter what. And I don't blame him. He's got nobody to really, well, I guess he could sell out some people, but his sentence is going to be so high anyway that he might as well just go for it and try and get as many not guilties on charges as he can, or get as much evidence kicked out as he can and things like that. But I don't see him taking a plea deal. But it looks like Allison Mack's trying to take a plea deal. And I don't know. There's all kinds of things going on where that she's got a quote-unquote benefactor to pay her legal fees, and it's not the Bronfman sisters. And considering, what Allison used to do, we have to think of benefactor in those quotes. Who is she going to turn on? Well, she'll make the prosecution's case easier. Allison Mack's going to jail. How can you not go to jail? If she doesn't go to jail, it's all just messed up, kind of rich people privilege again. That's what it is. And Sarah Bronfman's going to stay where she is. Speaking of Sarah, I haven't talked to her in a while. It's been several weeks. There was a time when all this broke, I would say last spring, maybe. Last spring. We would email back and forth almost every day. She was spilling stuff. And not the way that she writes it. Maybe someday I'll copy and paste a couple of her emails. But she does this, she's into education and these life lessons, and she has mantras, which I guess makes sense if you're hooking up with a cult leader. And that's kind of his thing, was, you know, these inspirational kind of things. Well, she does a lot of that, and she links to articles, and then she'll give you one sentence of something that's really interesting. You know what I'd like to see? I would like to see Demi Lovato stop trying to think that she needs a guy to be successful or be liked or something. We already know that she likes women. That's, you know, she's talked about that. But she believes that if she is with a woman full time, that she will lose her fan base. And I think she should give it a shot. It's better than the guys that she's dates, and, you know, she gets dumped and used, and it's just not pretty. And then she gets depressed, and then she wants to use, and it's just this horrible cycle. So perhaps, you know, she should just stick with women for a little while. Maybe that would, you know, work out better for her. Women. Speaking of woman on woman, Mel B kind of, I'm going to say, outed Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, now Jerry Horner, whose husband is very straight-laced and puritanical. That kind of, you know, British, you know, little pat on the back, or, you know, we love our dogs and horses, we don't hug kind of thing. And so Mel B goes on this show with Piers Morgan and says, yeah, back in the 90s, you know, Jerry and I had sex, and, you know, it was just a one-off thing. Well, it was just a one-off thing. And she didn't ask Jerry if she could tell this story. And she's never told this story before. And they're supposed to go on tour. And now Jerry's ticked. Because her husband's ticked. You can't just go on a radio program or television, I don't know which one it was, with Piers. Because you know it's going to get out. If you say, I had sex with Ginger Spice back when we were, you know, at the peak of our fame, and then she had really nice boobs. Oh, but she didn't know. You can't just do that. That's wrong on so many levels. And didn't ask first. And she's like, oops. No, you know, Mel B is just all about attention on herself. That's the only reason this reunion thing has really happened. It's because she needed the money. Because she got lucky that she got one more season of America's Got Talent last season. Because, you know, she had to take a pay cut. She was asking for double a pay raise, and that was when all the scandal was going on and everything. I am shocked that she actually got another season at that point. So she needs the Spice Girl money, because she needs that tour money. The America's Got Talent money is a lot of money. It's hard to replace that. You know, network reality show judges make a ton of money, because the shows are inexpensive to produce. If you think about something, Friends had to go off the air when it went off the air, not just because it was, you know, time, but you had each of the lead actors making $1 million an episode, right? And that was the time of 26 episodes. So 26 times 6, whatever that is, you know, almost $150, $160 million, something like that. That's a lot of money. And that's just the salaries for the six. That doesn't include anything else from the producers and all the crew and all these kind of things. You know, that's getting up there with all in. You know, there's only so many commercials you can sell, and how much you could charge for them. You know, so reality shows, you're not paying any of the performers, you know? You're paying them scale, I think, for being on, which is $500 or something like that. And you have you have no production costs, really. So all you have is the salaries for the judges is the big expense. And even if you're paying them $15 million a year each, that's $45 million. That's a quarter of what Friends cost. And most of these talent shows are hour-long, so there's more commercials to sell. And, you know, they're big, big money makers. That's why you see these talent kind of shows. They get decent ratings, so they can charge a lot, but they're so cheap to make. Think about Big Bang Theory. Each one of, you know, a lot of those make getting $1 million an episode, and then the lesser ones getting $400,000 or $500,000. Modern Family, same kind of thing. Once a show's been on a long time and you have a lot of leads who are getting paid a lot of money, it gets really, really expensive. So MLB kind of blew it by all those actions. And it's an easy gig. Anyway. Robert Kraft sex tape. I wrote that down. I have no... They're going to... The feds or whoever... I guess it's not the feds. It's the Florida police. Locally said that they probably can't stop the release of the tapes. So there's going to be Robert Kraft for all the world to see getting... Either having sex or getting rubbed and tugged. I'm not sure that the world really needs to see that. I think we can all just picture it in our heads and get a really good idea. Do we really need to see an old, pasty, fat guy? Oh, no, we don't. I don't think we do at all. So tonight's the Kids' Choice Awards, otherwise known as the Pedophile Awards. The Kids' Choice Awards is not as bad as the Teen Choice Awards. That's the worst. Kids' Choice Awards is creepy in a lot of ways, and there's some bad people that go, but it's the Teen Choice Awards. And the Teen Choice Awards is just all about these producers trying to hit on as many teens as possible. And, and the teens are 14, 15, and they're dressing like they're 19 or 20. So then the producer's like, I didn't know. They all look alike. And, yeah, the Teen Choice Awards, is just, that's why Bella Thorne didn't go last year. Right? It's just predatory. And it's an awful place to be, whether you're male or female, but especially female. That's a female kind of predatory ground. And the after parties are even worse. Oh, they're so bad. Because a lot of times they'll try, these kids on their own, they're 16, 16-year-olds drink and everything, but, they're not used to drinking at the level, say, of a 35-year-old who's giving them booze and, telling them, hey, I can help your career. And it's just a bad, bad, bad thing. So, anyway, that is it for today's Basement Blast. And I will see you guys, hopefully, tomorrow.